Sorry.
Anything, a brochure from my back here?
A brochure,
okay. Brochure.
Okay, I'll do that.
Bring it up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, what's your name?
Oh, Ken. K-E-N.
K-E-N. Yeah. Pleased to meet you.
This is the train station. This is for you.
A train map. Thank you very much.
Yeah, this is for you. Convenient to carry around.
Yes, nice and small. Thank you. Yeah. How long have you been driving a taxi?
1 year.
1 year?
Yeah.
What did you do before?
Before I worked in the petroleum industry. I worked in a night shift in the maintenance department.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the petroleum business?
The petroleum company.
Yes.
In this Jurong Island. And when I went to work in the morning shift, they told me, say there's no vacancy, no slot. After working for more than 15 years with them, you know, I don't say that I want to come in the morning shift. Every time I work in the night shift, it's like I don't see daylight. So so it's good money, but very taxing, very tired every time.
Yeah.
And you could sleep in the daytime, sleep, and then wake up and get ready, go to the work in the seat, go to the island down there to work, you know, and then come back in the morning about 8 o'clock, go back, you know, and then, you know, take a shower and then sleep again. It's no meaning, you know. So I wanted to come in the morning shift. They told me, say that the morning shift, no slot.
Yeah.
I got to wait for maybe 3 months. I said, no, I resign. I don't want to work.
Ah, you're taking control of your life.
Yeah, that's important. Yeah, it's important. Yeah, because if you don't take care of your health and that, you know, you will slowly deteriorate. You know, it's not good. You know, you get sick easy.
And you've lived in Singapore your whole life?
Yeah, I was born here.
Ah, okay, cool.
This is East Coast Park.
East Coast Park. Yeah, a lot of shipping.
One of the shipping industry in Singapore is the economy for Singapore.
Yeah.
Shipping, tourism, financial sector, you know, all these are the main things of Singapore.
And it's about 30 degrees outside, is it?
It's outside probably about 30 degrees, yeah.
30 degrees, is that normal for...
Normal.
Yeah. How hot does it get here?
The maximum is 33.
Oh, okay.
That's the maximum. But normally you will have the... In the evening, it cools down.
Yeah.
To 26 or 27, like that, you know.
Yeah. I remember when I was here many, many years ago, there were a lot of laws.
At present, it's the same.
Same laws.
Same laws.
So, no more laws?
More laws and more increase more laws, you know. For example, if commit a crime, it depends what kind of crime. If it's supposed the crime that is molesting or maybe rape or whatever, they get a caning. The caning, the jail term, 15 years and above.
Caning, jail term, 15 years. Well, it's quite a serious crime.
Serious crime. Caning, maybe 24 strokes of the cane.
And what happens when you're caned? You bleed and...
Bleed and then, you know, because the cane is all dipped in chemical.
The cane is dipped in chemicals?
Yeah, it's done in the prison.
Oh, wow.
And they spread out the caning. Maybe, let's say the person go for 5 years of jail, and you will spread out the 24 strokes of the cane will be spread out in the 5 years' time.
So you might have one week, another...
2 weeks, one in yeah. 2 months, you know, maybe, you know.
So what about little crimes?
Littering, you know, they fine you $250.
$250 for dropping litter.
Throwing the litter or whatever, and you
got to
throw it in the trash bin.
Well, it makes for a clean country.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And especially in Orchard Road, in Marina Bay Sands, in Chinatown area, all those tourist attraction area, Vivo City, Sentosa, they have a lot of these non-uniform enforcement officers.
They sound like secret police.
Yeah, you're right. They find you if you throw. You can throw the litter, or you throw a cigarette butt, you know. There's no smoking inside the building now.
Okay, that's good as well.
Yeah.
The lady in the airport told me that you can only have 3 SIM cards for your whole life.
Yeah, because they will have to, you have to register.
Yes, I had to register my SIM card.
And because they can control, they can know where, they can track you, where is the location, you know.
Yes, yeah, I know.
Because they don't want undesirable elements, the people, those militants or terrorists that come into Singapore with a phone, with many SIM cards or whatever.
So what they do, they turn Singapore into like a big prison.
You're right, yeah. Like a big prison, yeah.
And who wants to go to prison?
Nobody wants to go to prison.
Well, it's very beautiful for a prison.
And the prison, the police, not the local police, is manned by the Gurkhas, you know, the Gurkhas from England.
Oh.
The Gurkhas, the people from Nepal.
Yeah,
Nepal?
The Gurkhas, yeah.
Gurkhas, yeah. They will man the prison. They are the guards that are looking after the prison.
Ah, interesting.
So you cannot communicate with them.
No.
They don't understand your language.
Really?
Yeah, you're right. Unless you're from the country, you know.
You know a lot about prison. Have you ever been there?
I know. But I read about a book. I read a book. About Singapore, about many, many things I read.
Yeah.
And then another country I also read, you know.
Yeah.
You come from Australia?
No, England.
England.
Yeah.
Australia have a very fantastic way of handling the drug people.
Yeah.
The drug couriers, the drug dealers or whatever. If they travel out of the country, when they pass through Singapore, they let them go through. And then they are arrested at the transit area.
Wow.
And they will be put in prison first, and then the judge will pronounce their... sentence them to the death penalty.
The death penalty.
Yeah.
So you get more. I mean, you get more of a sentence for smuggling drugs.
Smuggling drugs, yeah, a lot of sentence.
Than rape.
Drugs. Rape, no. Molest and rape, no. Murder, but, murder, half also.
But murder is a death
also
penalty
death
as well.
Penalty.
I mean, some people would argue that. Rape is a far, far worse crime than drug trafficking.
No, it's also because that's why you won't get a death penalty. You will get a long life sentence.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 years jail, and maybe 10 or 15 years jail or more. And the caning is 24 strokes of the cane.
Wow. So, does it work? I mean, are there zero drugs in
drugs,
Singapore?
Yeah. In Singapore, there's not so much of drugs because they know the penalty is death penalty.
Yeah.
But the drugs is mostly from Thailand, from Australia, from different countries that passes through Singapore to go to Europe.
What about drinking? Is there a lot of drinking here?
Drinking here, not so much. Only in the pubs area.
Yeah.
You know, and drinking, the cost of the liquor is very expensive.
People
don't spend so much money on drinking.
No, okay. Okay.
That's the reason. Very expensive.
Just eating and smoking?
Smoking, not so much also.
Oh.
Not so much. Oh. Nowadays, not so much. Because when they smoke outside the building, they have to go near to the trash can.
Yes.
And there's the ashtray there to kill the...
Because it's $250 if they drop the cigarette butt.
They throw the cigarette on the floor or whatever. Or you snap it up on the floor and step it and then, you know, and kill the smoke, you can get fined also.
Wow.
For that littering.
That would be a great law in England.
You don't have any?
We don't have a law like that, no.
Our Singapore judicial system is following England.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a British colony,
you know.
I know, but we don't have the death penalty anymore.
No more. No. Life sentence.
And some drugs have been decriminalized.
Oh.
So they can say, is it just for you? Okay.
No. Here, no something better for you or for other people. Is still a certain percentage. For example, heroin, 0.15 gram of the heroin lands the person to the death penalty.
Wow! I don't even know how much that is, but it sounds
only
it doesn't, 0.15 doesn't
gram.
Sound much.
Sound much. 0.15 gram.
So if you have a kilo, you're
going
to be killed 1,000 times.
Yeah, right. For dead.
In the next life.
Yeah.
There's an interest. It looks like there's a submarine on top of that building.
It's a big boat on top. It's called Marina Bay Sands Hotel.
Was that a terrible storm?
No. No storm down there. It just really make it a infrastructure. Infrastructure for it.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah, let's put a boat on top.
Yeah,
it's
boat
like
on
a
top, you know.
Noah's Ark has landed there.
Yes.
It is a beautiful
building. Built on a reclaimed land.
And it looks like a great garden on top.
Yeah, brick garden and a swimming pool.
So it used to be the sea there?
Yeah, there was a sea. It was a reclaimed land.
Will that not come back?
No, it will not come back, you know, because they already have been reclaimed.
But the sea levels are rising, aren't they?
No, it's not coming here at all.
Not here
it's
at
all.
It's
all blocked up already, you can see.
Oh, I see,
over
there's
that
a big
side
dam.
The big dam and block it up.
Okay, everything. They can just put more bricks on when,
yeah, correct,
when climate change happens. Yeah.
Hello.
Fascinating insight.
I got a passenger going down to near Sentosa. Okay. I call you later.
Are we nearly there?
Huh? So. And that is the Formula One pit area.
Wow, yes.
This is a Singapore Flyer. So, it's much more bigger than the eye.
Formula One is here
in the
from
city,
Friday.
In the city. From Friday start, they will start running.
Wow.
And it'll be in the night.
In the night, yeah.
Yeah, very noisy.
Yes,
and it's all the hotels around here, it's all raised up to 45% higher.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm glad I'm staying here now.
Yeah, good. Yeah, stay there, it's good. Yeah, you're lucky. And it's near to a shopping mall.
And it's near a shopping mall.
Yes, yes, yes.
There must be more to Singapore than shopping.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this is the Garden by the Bay.
Absolutely beautiful glass
buildings.
And tonight
it will be switched on, the lights are very beautiful. You have to come here, maybe tonight, you got a chance to come back tonight.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow they block up a lot of roads, all block off.
Okay, so
and
well, enjoy
come tonight,
enjoy
come
the
Marina Bay Sand here.
Enjoy the freedom while we can.
Yeah, this is tower number one.
Yes.
They got three towers. Tower number three that goes up to the Sky Park.
The Sky Park.
Yeah, right on top there, you can see. There's a swimming pool there and the observation deck there.
It's like you've been taxi driving for many years.
I know, it's 1 year.
Yeah, only
because
1 year.
I study the infrastructure, I study the roads well.
Do you have to do a special exam?
Yeah, you've got to go for a special exam.
Ah.
And then, you know, you have to be qualified to know all the hotels around in Singapore, especially those important ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Am I in an important one?
Yes, it's also an important one.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good to know. I'm being
looked at. Sentosa inside also got a few important hotels also.
Yes.
And in Orchard Road, all the hotels, the big hotels, all you must know by heart. And
yes.
Which is the entrance that goes in there, you must know.
Well, from the petroleum fields to the roads of Singapore, it's a good... The change made you happy?
Big change, very interesting.
Yeah.
Make you feel that, you know, you want to learn all the things here.
Are you happy?
Yeah, definitely.
So, taxi driver forever?
Yeah, maybe until I retire. Another
okay.
5 years.
Okay.
Maybe 5-6 years. I'll
you look
retire.
Young.
Yeah, I'm 60.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
You
that's
believe
because,
it?
No, I don't believe it.
Oh, okay.
It's because your laughter is keeping you young.
You're right. Yeah. I'm born in 1951.
Wow. Thank you.